open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we're going to have another lesson on ascension. Lesson 3. And this is about how you know that you're in the middle of ascension and how to get there. When it comes down to it, if we really want to raise the consciousness of the earth to bring in love, peace, and harmony, we must begin by working on ourselves and raising our own vibration. As it has been stated by numerous teachers, yogis, and gurus, in the past and now confirmed by quantum physics, everything is connected to everything in a unified, vibrating collective field. It only makes sense that if we are to improve our surroundings, our community, our nation, and our world, we must begin with ourselves. We must raise our own vibration in order to raise the collective vibration. My grandmother was a shaman, so I learned about shamanism as a child. And the shamans teach that nature has all we need to heal. Nature has its own pharmacy, and we need to learn how to access it easily and quickly in this day and age. Here are some of the most natural but incredible ways to raise your vibration. Number 1, flower essences. The beautiful odor of flower essences and a taste of the nectar from their center raises your vibration inside. This is the true vitamin of the soul. They are different from essential oils and help us to process our emotions and things that are going on in our mind. They help us to change our mental state and become nutrients for the soul. They cure by flooding the body with strong vibrations of the highest nature. The smell of a flower garden is enough to bring you almost to ecstasy. They are precious. Number 2, grounding. This is the practice of having skin contact with some part of the earth. When I was a child, I always went barefoot and hated to wear shoes or sandals in the summertime. The most common form of grounding is to have your bare feet touch the earth, but this can also be accomplished by having your hands touch a tree, or sitting on a mat and leaning against the trunk of a tree. This is how my grandmother would discipline me as a child. I would be given a sit-upon or a mat, and while she was stamping her foot softly on the floor, she would say, "Go outside and sit against that pine tree. Don't come back until you can tell me why I'm upset with you and what you did." What a fabulous lesson this was for me. By the time I came back inside, she always had a chore for me to do, like put the dishes away, sweep the floor, or set the table for dinner. Sometimes she would help me with the chore. This taught me that although she loved me, she did not like my behavior. It is very important that children learn through discipline and know that you still support and love them. Doing this helps to balance the electrical chemical state of the body because of the negative ions that the tree emits. Negative ions act as antioxidants. They work as free radical scavengers and render the radical ions neutral. Thus, pain, inflammation, and anything out of balance begins to move towards balance. There have been several studies shown of how grounding helps with pain reduction. I have found that if you meditate while sitting under a tree with your spine up against the trunk, playing ascension music for 10 minutes or so, will do absolutely wonders for body pain and inflammation reduction. It helps with fibromyalgia. It also brings you clarity and a heightened awareness. This also helps with wound healing and troubled sleep by accessing the alpha state to bring into balance and relaxation that which is nervous and upset. Our subconscious hangs on to our emotional upsets. A deep sleep gives us rest from this tightness of the mind and refreshes us deeply within. This increases the flow of electrons. One cannot heal chronic disease unless you can bring up the flow of the electrons to the correct balance, the millivolts. This helps create new cells while eliminating the toxins that could penetrate and damage the new cell. All the medication and surgeries that you have cannot bring you the three things needed to heal: the correct electronic voltage, minus 50, or energy flowing within, raw materials, nutrients, and lack of toxins. It's all handled by Mother Nature. Number 3, fulvic acid, which is one of the richest sources of electrolytes that help us to restore electrical balance within the body. It renders toxins harmless. This ensures that you have the correct electrical flow through the body and ensures the flow remains strong and vibrant. It is excellent for and neutralizing the toxins and radiation that can get within the bloodstream. Fulvic acid is best when it's extracted by water or juice, extracted from lush vegetation and not from a dry garden bed. Fulvic acid is in limes and in lemons. Number 4, removing alcohol from your body. At best, alcohol is known as a depressant, but it can also bring out the darker part of ourselves when consumed. Removing it from your life is the best way to assure you that you will be raising your vibration. Number 5, burning sage and sandalwood incense. Burning this incense has long been used to clear away negative energy. It has also been scientifically proven that this clears harmful bacteria from the air. For us, when we are around people, whether it's school, grocery shopping, traveling to work, etc., we naturally pick up the energy that other people emit. Sage and sandalwood naturally help us remove any negative energy that we may have picked up from other people. Doing this after you come home from your day will help you clear away entities and dark vibrations that you may have picked up from other people. All of this is in my first book that I wrote in 2007, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? It's full of this kind of information, and you can get it at Amazon.com. By burning the sage and sandalwood, this helps us to maintain our personal energy field. It keeps away bad thoughts from others that are projected towards us. It protects us from mind implants while helping us to continue to raise our vibration. Number 6, soft geofrequencies. These frequencies are from a soft geo scale that was maintained and used in the Gregorian chants of ancient times. I'm talking about a music scale. Science has proved that toning and frequencies can help us. Some music is self-diminishing, while other music is self-promoting. The music that I use to help raise my vibration is called Ardus from the Crimson Series, number 6, and I also use Richard Schulman's Ascension Harmonics. And that's richheartmusic.com. We have grown into an era where the higher vibrational musical frequencies are needed. Music at the 528 Hz can help to repair broken DNA, and it's possible to help cure many diseases thought hopeless, like muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis. This is a wonderful way to raise your vibration, whether relaxing or working. Number 7. Rhodiola rosola extract. It's not a cure-all or a magical solution to all your problems. However, it is a promising, safe, and natural supplement. It has numerous benefits, including being a strong antioxidant. This is one of the best herbs for all cardiovascular issues, as well as an antidepressant. It has many other healing qualities as well. But to me, the strongest point is the biophoto emission, the spiritual concept of a person's aura. The less amount of biophoton emission, the more energy a person has. This could be one of the ways to stop the aging process down the road. People who consume rhodiola have less fatigue and more energy. Number 8, affirmations. Writing down and reciting affirmation is a strong way of changing some beliefs that we have had and that don't serve our higher good. Affirmations can penetrate our mind and body and become uplifting. Here's an example. This is a wonderful and fulfilling day. I am abundant. All is well in my world. It's all perfect. It's all good. I am at peace with myself and those around me. I am focused and successful. This is going to work out. Affirmations are really terrific. Louise Hay started with affirmations way back in the early 80s. And I recommend the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, which explains a lot about affirmations connected to the physical body and what affirmations you can say to help yourself heal. Number 9, nature. From my list, you can see that this is obvious. Just to open the front door and breathe in the morning air is uplifting. Airing out your bedroom or other areas of your home as well. Going on a walk or sitting on the back patio in the sunshine, all are wonderful ways to raise your vibration. We are biological beings, and it only makes sense that connecting with our biological system daily, our Earth, is huge, healing, and uplifting to us. It has been proven that 2 hours a day with music and nature significantly reduces stress, helps our hormones, and activates 500 to 600 DNA parts known to be responsible for repairing and healing the body. This is mentioned in my book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and that's also available on Amazon.com. We're going to take a moment out to listen to some harmonics. Let's listen to Ascension Harmonics by Richard Schulman. Blessed higher self connects to our soul and is our highest consciousness and the expression of divine love. Now, with the knowledge of the new spiritual chakras, we have been given new tools to reach out farther into the universe and bring in these new loving energies. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and see if you can sense them or feel them as we listen to more of Richard Schulman, Universal Awareness. Well, Richard's music certainly does awaken us and bring us into a state of awareness. And that's Ascension Harmonics. The song was Universal Awareness. During spiritual awakening, our inner consciousness grows to access the larger part of ourselves. We may begin to feel some new energy flowing through us. Our intuition sharpens, and we can even gain some psychic knowledge. As we raise our body vibration, we begin to embrace more of our higher self and we purify. Full realization occurs when we obtain a conscious experience of the external, full aspect of our being. When we realize that life is continual, then we will experience the union with the cosmos, the universe, and all of creation. Higher sensory perception is here and now, and it's available, along with the new fifth dimension energies, the double helix, and your intuition. Everything is developing at a much higher rate. Don't you feel everything going faster and faster? Other ways of penetrating the veil into the higher realms become available to you as you raise your vibration, such as clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. This enables you to feel and to know things that would not be available to you if you had not raised up your vibration. So you will remain in the dark. Lucid dreams, ESP dreams, and astral travel are also ways to experience these new levels. When you have these experiences and these dreams, then you know that you're entering the fifth dimension. Here are some other ideas that also will help you embrace the fifth dimension. Know your soul's purpose. With these higher energies ignited within you, your soul's purpose can become clear, and you will yearn to fulfill it. Then you can take action and walk your new path to fulfill that mission. Everybody that I work with always asks me, "Do you know my soul's purpose?" Well, the truth is that only you know your own soul's purpose. And you can access that as you begin to purify, get rid of your toxins, and raise your vibration. You will fulfill your human needs and contribution to society through self-actualization and being at the service of others. Meeting your soul family, you will find that old friends will drop away and you will begin to resonate with new people who will align you at a soul level. This is an entirely new experience, where you drop judgment, fear, and embrace harmony and love. When you meet these individuals, you will feel a strong connection with them, almost as if you had met them before. Possibly meeting your twin flame or soulmate. This is when you are in a relationship with a person who highlights your best qualities. This person will mirror back to you everything that you need to work on within yourself. A necessary part of this relationship is cutting ties and any cords from previous relationships. Synchronicity and accelerated manifestations. Hidden messages are revealed to you by the power of your higher senses. Here's an example. You can program events through your mind, such as having a parking place when one is needed. That one's easy. You find messages in books, nature, and some random conversations. You become aware of how strong and powerful setting an intention has become. Whatever you visualize and concentrate on will happen more quickly. Take your responsibility for yourself. As you realize how powerful you are, you begin to take responsibility for your thoughts and emotions. You take responsibility for your personal happiness and stop blaming others, the government, or any other outside source. Being a victim becomes a thing of the past as you take responsibility for your healing and evolutionary process. Embrace all of your emotions. You have discovered that some of your emotions can either be bad or negative. You begin to accept your emotions and allow them to flow through you. One of the greatest sayings that Louise Hay taught us is, "Thank you for sharing." You don't have to react to your emotions. You can let them flow through you. They cannot manipulate or control you any longer. You can now empathize with others while maintaining the integrity of your personal field. Understanding the holographic nature of reality. You are not a drop of water or a bubble in the ocean. You are the ocean in a drop of water. Unlimited realities are encoded within you, and you can sense the interconnectedness of everything. It's obvious to you that we live in a multiple dimension matrix and that you have a multidimensional anatomy. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight, March 5th, we are having Lesson 3 of Ascension. And this lesson is about how you know that you're rising your vibration. We'll be back after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Now we're going to listen to your weekly cosmic tip for the week of March 6, 2017. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of March 6th through March 12th, 2017. Get ready to hide under the covers and get some extra rest because the cosmic activity is more difficult than usual with three significant events this week. Mars changes signs, we lose an hour's sleep as we go into daylight savings time, and right after that we have a full moon in hard-working and persnickety Virgo. All this pow zap energy will cause most of us to make some serious adjustments. The moon is in Gemini this weekend, so it's best to keep on the move from project to project and person to person. There's an added boost on Sunday in the first quarter moon phase called the Challenge to Create. Additional help comes as ambitious Mars makes a harmonious trine to long-term Saturn on Sunday. Use this supportive energy to work on projects that will benefit you in the future. The early week is a bit mixed in that quick Mercury is mentally busy, but the moon is in feeling-oriented Cancer. One part of you wants to keep on the move and the other part of you wants to pull back for better emotional support. Communications may get a little emotional, but plan to share a meal with those who are closest to your heart. Cancer loves cooking, loves family, and loves tradition. Wednesday is International Women's Day. Their theme this year is about being bold, so the moon in Leo will help you step into leadership and to open hearts of others. Leo also rules children, fun, and play. On a constructive level, ambitious Mars leaves its favorite sign, Aries, and moves into Taurus on Tuesday the 9th until April 21st. This could be a troublesome event because Mars likes to be in active and fast-moving areas. Taurus is hesitant, slow-moving. It's a place to write, to think, and to plan. Anger and frustration can arise because Taurus is deliberate and methodical. This focused energy values the final product rather than the speed of the work and action it takes to get there. Mars in Taurus is a great combination for putting ambition and physical effort into tangible products. Working on business products or home improvement is two examples of this constructive energy. Do-it-yourself projects are the most popular and fulfilling at this time. This focused, hard-working combination can produce material results if you are willing to put forth the effort into your desires. Friday morning is best for cleaning off your desk or finishing up existing projects while the moon is disconnected in her void of course phase. Then the moon moves into Virgo for the weekend. This dovetails nicely with Mars and Taurus since Earth element signs are in harmony and like to see the results of their efforts. Virgo likes to clean, organize, simplify, and heal. Because Venus is retrograde until April 15th, this is a good weekend to go through all your stuff and make that pile of things to release, let go of, and perhaps give to a consignment shop. The Virgo full moon is on Sunday, March 12th. The quick answer to this full moon is to balance your work service activities with your spiritual retreat needs. On a more subtle level, spiritual destiny points called the nodes of the moon are winding down their 1.5 year path through Virgo and Pisces, and this is the last full moon of those signs before they shift in May. This energy will not return to us for 9 years. So look at where you're serving versus where you're sacrificing. Simplify your life in the months ahead so you are not excessively caught up in having to complete your to-do list. Virgo is interested in your body's health. It's also interested in your pets and animals. It may be time to start that diet and to make time to walk and to exercise. As emotions come up this week, along with life circumstances and change, it may be difficult to get some closure because the sun and the moon are approaching a square to Saturn, which is known to bring on crying spells and the blues. The worst that can happen in these energies are roadblocks that slow you down, stop traffic, or interfere with your desires. This full moon is aligned with wise warrior goddess Pallas and the wounded healer Chiron. Although you feel caught between worlds right now, it's still important to make a strategy for the future. That strategy could include creating space for fun and creativity based on shifting values in relationships and the material world needs. All will feel better as you pass through June. The key is to always remain open and flexible. Obey the laws, both legal and spiritual, and have your patience mantra ready. I enjoy the process of life and the growth and goodness of change. I am safe. It's only change. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman, born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
A quick shadow. What is this body? That shadow of a shadow of your love that somehow contains the entire universe. Where are we? Heavily, though something in him blazes like the sun, like a magnificent fringe sewn up under a hem. He turns under the covers. Any image is alive. Clear red stone tastes sweet. You kiss a beautiful mouth and a key turns in the lock of your fear. A spoken sentence sharpens to a fine edge. A mother dove looks for her nest, asking where, who, where. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Where the lion lies down, where any man or woman goes to cry, where the sick go when they hope to get well, where the wind lifts and helps with the winnowing, and at the same moment sends a ship on its way. Where anyone says only God is real, back and forth through the sky, east, west, cool, 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 cool. Makul. Like the sun saying, where are we? As it weaves with the asking, like the sun saying, where are we? As it weaves with the asking.
Was William Vitalis singing Where Are We? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we're having Ascension Lesson 3. We are continuing with the awareness of how you know that you're in the ascension process. Tomorrow you will be able to download this program and add it to Lesson 1 and Lesson 2 so that you'll be complete with the ascension lessons. Alchemy and healing powers. Whether it's hands-on healing, past life regression, Reiki, or any other type of healing modality, you have learned how to find, remove, and release energetic blocks in both yourself and others. You can realign, clear, and spin your chakras easily and heal others with their blockages. This new fifth dimension energy also activates your DNA. DNA activation comes by allowing more light into the body from the fourth level of the aura, the new amber light, igniting the extra strands of the DNA that we all have. There are 12 strands of DNA that allows 12 dimensions of consciousness. We are now accessing the eighth and ninth dimensions and chakras, which will open this all up for you. Take this slowly so as not to shock the body into stillness or a frozen state. You can find out more about the spiritual chakras by getting the book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Access Them, on Amazon.com. Unconditional self-love. Your fourth chakra is now aligned with your tenth chakra, the heart center of the universal body. Once you have connected the fourth strand of DNA to the tenth strand of DNA, you will have achieved universal self-love. No longer do you feel the need to extract love from other people. Instead, you see yourself as an infinite source of love. A sense of wholeness develops within you, and you love every aspect of yourself, including your shadow self. Getting beyond and integrating your shadow self. Your shadow self is running in reverse while hanging on to the past. It is made up of personas, archetypes, social beliefs, judgments. Examples are the sorcerer, the tyrant, the absolute perfectionist, as well as the victim. The shadow self is what causes you to self-sabotage and create all the havoc that you have in your life. The shadow self is what causes you to make decisions that are not aligned with your blessed higher self and will manifest by using reverse codes in your DNA, causing you discomfort and pain. Frequency resonance. As you raise your vibration, you will notice how some people will fall out of your reality. You understand that your frequencies no longer match. The same can happen with your job, your country of origin, your town where you live. Your new frequency attracts you to new people, new places, new interests, and events that are aligned with your higher self. Honest yes and honest no. You are not afraid to say no to people who invite you to go somewhere and are not afraid of their reactions. You are true to yourself. When you are in agreement with what you want and what you don't want, you feel more powerful. And as well, you will embrace your yes when the universe delivers to you that which you desire with lots of gratitude. You don't appear humble or spiritual when you have the courage to reject that which you do not want in your life. You feel strong and empowered. Harmonious family relationships. If you think you're enlightened, go spend a weekend with your family. You have realized that enlightenment doesn't happen in a cave. You have cleared the cords of attachment with your family. Gone are the days of the same old family drama. Your family members have shifted their views in a higher way, and you accept them now, just as they are. No guilt, no shame. Shame and guilt are the two lowest frequencies and blockages in humanity. In order to embody your higher self, you have to let go of these frequencies of shame and guilt. Remember, guilt is someone who wants you to do that which you do not want to do, and it doesn't work. Thank you, Dick Summer. You have cleared the guilt and shame you inherited through your parents, as well as the guilt imposed on you by society and religions. Otherwise, you could not be here at this point of ascension listening to Let's Find Out. You now embrace the states of joy and bliss. You have become immune from guilt-related strategies often used by manipulators on victims. Making decisions in line with your blessed higher self. Instead of making decisions based on fear, righteousness, competition, or lack, you now make decisions in alignment with your higher self and the will of the divine. You are aware of the divine's intentions, the law of one. Intention, cooperation, evolution, perpetual motion, cause and effect, non-judgment and free will. Even though we all have free will and could go against the divine will, you are very aware that making such a decision will go against the law of cause and effect. This will leave a karmic imprint on your soul, which must be acknowledged and healed at some point in your life. Lack and emptiness are a thing of the past. You have inherited an inner abundance that is being reflected onto your holographic reality. You no longer seek to extract love, approval, recognition, or appreciation from other people because you are that source. Happiness is within you. Also, you have transcended that spiritual bypass that money is evil because you know that money is just energy made up of consciousness and effort, just like anything else. You enjoy financial abundance and use this abundance to create a harmonious reality for yourself and others. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. This is a very freeing affirmation. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Your mind is unplugged from the matrix. You know your mind is unplugged from the matrix when you can clearly see the agenda of those who wish to control this planet. You no longer resonate with the news and their official stories. Your inner truth center can tell you if anyone is lying, and you are immune to the low frequencies, strategies, and implants that constantly try to tell you that you are not enough. Mindless consumerism and that mentality seem absolutely absurd to you. The last thing you ever want to do is go and walk through a mall. Bye-bye idolatry. As you awaken to your co-creative powers and godlike nature, you no longer put other people on a pedestal. Your inner teacher sees other gurus and teachers as a reflection of you and your inner potential. The forcefulness of your worthiness and potential drive you to succeed in whatever you put your mind upon. You are the creator. You are the master of your own reality. Overflowing with gratitude. That is the best thing that ever happened to me. I always feel so full of gratitude, and it is a relatively new feeling for me. I enjoy every minute of it. Gratitude is your attitude, and gratitude is your prayer. The sense of lack has become foreign to you. Instead, you cannot stop counting your blessings. The feeling of gratitude multiplies whatever you have and brings you very positive experiences. You are even grateful for the challenges and setbacks that are inevitable in life. You embrace them and see them as opportunities for growth. Develop a gratitude journal that you can peruse when you feel a bit down. Write down everything every day that you're grateful for. Sometimes it can be that you got the dishes done or the laundry folded. Sometimes it can be that your favorite team won a game or that your dog jumped on your lap and you got to pet him for a moment. Gratitude. It's wonderful. Don't take yourself too seriously. Life is meant to be fun. Remember that. Being extremely rigid and disciplined sucks the fun out of everything. Even though you are adamant with yourself to continue with your ascension process and working towards self-mastery, always allow yourself to make mistakes. In fact, making mistakes is a part of the learning process. Have a great sense of humor, and your inner child is thriving. You often feel energized, inspired, and overflowed with creativity. Let's go out and have some fun. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. We have come to the end of our program tonight. Lesson 3 on Ascension. How do you know you're in the Ascension process? Now it's time for our nightly meditation, which is going to be the invocation for opening your spiritual chakras with music by Richard Schulman. I want to thank you for listening. Get ready for the meditation. Spine straight, either sitting in a chair with your legs uncrossed or laying on the bed. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and get ready. Thank you for listening, and good night. The Ascension Invocation to Unify the Chakras. Sit with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed. Make sure your spine is straight. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and sit for a moment as you listen to Richard's music. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Feeling relaxed. Feel your breath begin to shift a bit. Feel the breath become finer, clearer, and crisper. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart, opening my heart chakra into a beautiful ball of yellow gold light, allowing myself, my universal body, to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my throat chakra and my solar plexus chakra into one unified field of light of green, yellow, gold, and blue within, through, around, and beyond my body to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my brow chakra and my navel chakra into one unified field of light of green, yellow, gold, indigo, and silver
within, through, and around my body, to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my crown chakra and my root chakra in one unified field of light of red, yellow gold, and violet silver, within, through, and around my body, to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my eighth chakra, 8 inches above my head, and my ninth chakra, 8 inches behind my head, in one unified field of light of indigo, silver, ultraviolet, and magenta silver, within, through, and around my body. I allow a wave of highest consciousness, the fifth dimension energies, to move between these three points. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my eighth chakra above my head, around to my upper thighs in one unified circle of light of indigo, silver, ultraviolet, and yellow gold, within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my universal body to merge with my physical body. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart, allowing this light to expand, encompassing my ninth chakra behind my head and my lower thighs in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, magenta silver, and yellow gold, within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my consciousness, the universal body, to merge with my physical body. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 10th chakra, 12 feet above my head, around to my knees in one unified circle of light of indigo, silver, ultraviolet, and clear yellow, within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my spiritual, universal body and the chakras to merge with my physical body, forming a unified field of light. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 11th chakra, 24 feet above my head, and my upper calves in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, deep indigo silver, and yellow amber gold. Within, through, and around my body, I allow the universal body to merge within a unified field. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 12th chakra, 36 feet above my head, and my lower calves in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, diamond clear, and yellow amber gold. Within, through, around, and beyond my body, I allow the holy and divine masters to merge around and beyond my body within the unified field. I am now one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing the 13th chakra beyond the golden door, 44 feet above my head, and my foot chakras in one unified circle of light of yellow, gold, amber, and diamond clear within, through, and around my body. I allow the I Am vibrations to merge within this unified field. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my spiritual, universal, and physical body, to below my feet, surrounding my aura in one unified circle of light of clear yellow and amber, within, through, around, and beyond my body, creating the fourth circle around my auric field. I allow the source's presence to vibrate and move throughout this unified field. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra. I ask the highest level of my spirit to radiate forth from my center, the fourth and tenth chakras, filling this unified field completely. I radiate forth throughout the day. I am one with the universal light. I live within the universal light. I love within the universal light. I walk within the universal light. I am sustained and nourished by the fifth dimension energies and surrounded by the universal light. I joyously serve and join with the universal light. Now I am the universal light. I am the universal light. I am the universal light. I am, I am, I am. I have merged into the oneness. My spiritual chakras have opened, and I know now that we are all one. I harmonize with the universal light. Therefore, in the name of my universal body, my spiritual being, and my physical body, I choose to become one with all. I am a wave of vibrating light. I am. I humbly give thanks to the divine that this is complete.
Thank you.